Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Mommy Harold, woman's toes grow back because of prayer, Missouri pastor says. Website wants proof. Okay. I love these broken headlines. They just read a little weird, and they make me chuckle. I'm not going to read anything from this article. It's not necessary. Most of you probably already know this story. I was turned onto this story when doing a podcast with Andrew and Matt a couple of days ago. Of the three of us, Matt was the only one who knew about it, and we had a bit of a conversation about it. I decided, yeah, I will go ahead and throw this in here. Miami Herald, Newsweek, all of the papers. This is in the majors. It's not just Christian news. And so the story goes that a woman who was shot by her husband about 8 years ago had to have three toes amputated. And not long ago in a prayer meeting, I guess a few days ago, maybe a week ago, I'm not entirely sure when the thing happened, very recent. She was at a prayer meeting, a church meeting, a special meeting. The preacher, let's see if I see his name here. He's someone who's been in the news a lot. Lindell. No, not that Lindell, but yeah. Who knows if there's a connection? So he asks the audience, is there anyone here tonight who needs a creative miracle? And there were some women around this woman who's, I think her name is Chrissy, don't know the last name, who were around and said, hey, would you like to get your toes back? Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but honestly, this is just how the story goes. You can read it in any paper, all right? And so she's like, well, sure, sure. And so they get down, I guess, on the floor, and they start praying near her foot that her toes grow back. And after a moment or two, after a little bit of this, Chrissy Two Toes, you know, so she doesn't get confused with other Chrissies. She says, you know what, I'm going to take my shoe off to see what's going on down there. You know? I'm not making this up. And so she takes her shoe off and she tells the ladies, hey, do you see what's happening here? And the toes start, you know, they're growing. And over the course of 30 minutes or so, they're longer than her pinky toe. And, you know, some toenail is starting to go in and she can stand on her tippy toes. And, you know, all of this. So here's the interesting part of this. This is also, you know, mentioned in all of the papers. We know about this not because Chrissy came forth and told anybody. I mean, she did eventually. But we know about this because the preacher announced it. And then people in the church started cheering. He just announced that this thing happened. That's how the world knows about it. We don't know about it from witnesses. Whoever this gaggle of gals was that was down there praying for her toes to grow back, they have just vanished. We have not heard a peep from them. We don't know any of their names. We have not had any statements from them. Nothing. They apparently didn't have cell phones, no pictures, no videos, nothing. Who are these women? So, So someone else decided, well, this is announced without one shred of evidence in a situation where we should expect some. So he puts up a website called Show Me the Toes. I gotta start over. This podcast is junk. ShowMeTheToes.com. And, you know, he's got all of the statements that, you know, have been made so far up there. And he's just calling for anybody with any kind of evidence to come forward so that he can post it. Now, the story grew a little bit. A nameless doctor, I saw from one of the articles, the husband of one of the people praying for the toes at the time, which is very convenient, but we don't know who she is and we don't know who the doctor is, but a doctor apparently confirmed that, yep, this is real. It's a miracle. Says a preacher. Well, we don't have any, this doctor has not come forward. No one has been able to produce this doctor. No one has been able to produce these women. No one has been able to produce a before and after photo. I would check an after photo at this point. Nobody's been able to produce anything that corroborates this story. And so there are a whole bunch of Christians right now saying, praise Jesus for this miracle, because, you know, to them, the only thing that is required to show that a miracle happened is that someone said that a miracle happened. They are probably offended by the calls for evidence, you know, any evidence. But surely, surely stories like this create more atheists than faithful Christians. Surely the Christians who aren't batshit crazy, surely they are saying, hang on. This happened in a big room, a big gathering, a bunch of women around this woman. Every one of them, we all know, has some kind of cell phone with a camera. It's happening before their eyes. They could have videotaped it. A doctor who we don't know corroborated it somehow. Because there's no reason to believe she ever saw this doctor before. And so he wouldn't have seen any before or after photos. He wouldn't have been able to, he maybe would have been able to confirm some new growth. Don't know. Nothing. Just preachers shouting things. And this preacher, he's known for shouting crazy things. I just want to read you the last paragraph. Okay, technically the last two paragraphs, but the one of the paragraphs is a single line. Here we go. I want to leave you with this. The pastor later said some of the members of the church would raise people from the dead. So here we go. I'm not saying everybody will be raised from the dead. I'm just saying some people from this room, you're going to raise people from the dead, the pastor said. It's just going to happen. This is the guy who brought us Chrissy Two Toes, the miracle of Chrissy Two Toes, from this same fount of credibility. I guess we should be on the watch for some people who are in that room who are going to raise some people from the dead. How many atheists did this create? It's got to be more than one. Because this is what passes for the power of God these days. This is how desperate people are to see something, anything that suggests that a supernatural being is active in the world. And they reach for this. Oh, my goodness. All right. That's enough for now. We'll see you next time. I'm out.